Title: Ticket to Ride the Commercial Space Activity Exception and Space Tourism. Reduced Export Controls Ease Cross-Border Collaborations, Part 4 of 4. Content: You have always dreamed of going to space. All of us have at some point or another. And the only thing standing between you and that dream were overly restrictive commodity and technology export licensing requirements on certain space items to specified countries. Well, that, and gravity, and the fact that you are not a billionaire, one, and maybe a few other things. But still, one of the obstacles to your dream of space tourism has now been lowered, as the U.S. Department of Commerce has introduced a rule outlining the new commercial space activity license exception. While the license exception will not lift licensing requirements from all commercial space activity, it will provide for the export, without a license, of certain space commodities and technology related to space tourism, space research missions, and U.S. government space agency programs. 1. The October 2024 Space Rules. On October 17, 2024, U.S. agencies overseeing exports in the space industry, 2, issued 4 new regulatory notices, each of which should reduce compliance burdens and potential confusion that space and satellite companies have faced in the past, the October 2024 Space Rules. All of the regulations appear to be aimed at modernizing U.S. export regulations and keeping the U.S. commercial space industry competitive globally, as follows: a rule removing or exempting items from defense export controls, including, among others, decontrolling spacecraft that can dock with commercial space stations, as well as spacecraft with autonomous collision avoidance providing limited exemptions to items for certain space agency programs, space tourism, and space fundamental research. A rule reducing and clarifying commercial controls on certain items, including, among others, reducing controls on Export Control Classification Number, ECCN, 9A515.X, a catch-all for space-related parts, components, and accessories, clarifying rules on spacecraft and launch vehicle export controls, clarifying controls on vehicles launched in international waters, a rule eliminating the export license requirements for certain spacecraft to Australia, Canada, and the United Kingdom. A rule which is the subject of this blog post, adding a new export license exception for commercial space activities, CSA. We welcome you to read each rule through the links provided above. Below, please find our overview of the fourth and last October 2024 space rule, wherein BIS proposes a new license exception CSA, additional clarifications, and new ECCNs. This proposed rule was published on October 23, 2024. 2. New license exception CSA BIS. Yes, proposed rule introduces a new license exception CSA which encompasses two types of authorizations: one that permits the export, re-export, and transfer, in-country, of items for certain official space agency programs, and another for manned spacecraft, including its parts, components, accessories, and attachments, used in space tourism and research missions. License exception CSA will not be available under certain circumstances. The official space agency programs currently include NASA's Lunar Gateway, NASA's Mars Sample Return, a program that entails multiple spacecraft, Nancy Grace Roman Telescope, the Orion spacecraft, Commercial Low Earth Orbit Development Program, and Habitable Worlds Observatory. In order to utilize license exception CSA for official space agency programs, the items must fall strictly within the scope of an official space agency program. Given the rise of government space-related projects and their cross-border collaboration, this license exception will ease compliance burdens for the space industry. For example, license exception CSA could be used to export a 9A515.G component to a space contractor in France that is producing a higher-level assembly intended for use in NASA's Lunar Gateway program. In order to utilize license exception CSA for space tourism and research, the following conditions must be met: the spacecraft must be limited to suborbital trajectories, the purpose of the activity must be limited to either space tourism or supporting fundamental research, the activity must not transfer registration, control, or ownership of the spacecraft to a foreign person, and the spacecraft's destinations, including planned diverts and contingencies, must be